Well, when somebody spends more than 40 years broadcasting for a single school in Morehead High, it only, I think it's proper that we have conversations with different staff members, different coaches, people that Larry Knutson has impacted. And with the announcement that Larry is retiring, we're joined by Morehead Spud football head coach Kevin Feeney. Coach, how are you doing? And from your position, since sitting down with Larry and having a conversation, has it started to settle in for you that there will be somebody else on the microphone come that first game around Labor Day weekend?
Yeah, that's hard to fathom. I mean, obviously, I've been in Morehead High School since 2010. I've been in the Fargo-Morehead community since the mid-90s. And, you know, every time I hear Larry's voice, you know it's something Morehead Athletics or maybe Cobber Athletics also. But, you know, he's been such a staple and such the foundation here for Morehead High School for so long that it's going to be odd. It's going to seem really, really odd next year not having him with us. I mean, for years, you know, when on the travel, there's a handful of times he's traveled with us throughout the years, but Larry's such a professional. He gets to the facility super early. You know, it was basically kind of that comfort as a coach. When you got to the stadium, I'm doing the walkthrough, and then next thing I know, there's Larry to do the pregame interview, and you kind of just know all is right with the world when that happens.
Yeah, and I know over the last handful of years, myself being able to basically from position alongside him, be able to see some of his broadcasts, to be able to see what he's meant to the community. And I know I've just been thinking of a couple of things that I have, anywhere from the wonky 2020 season where you guys were undefeated and then you were voted state champions, to getting to the state championship game in the 6A division the first year of being in 6A after battling through some regular season injuries, and seeing how Larry navigates each and every week with your football program, the way that he just has the right thing to say. Is there a memory or something that sticks out to you just in thinking the last couple of days about Larry, and man, this is why he means so much to the football program specifically, and maybe even beyond that?
You know, I think it'd be hard to tie it down to one memory, but I just think of like all the trips, you know what I mean, that he's been on. And like I said, his preparation is so good, and you do a lot of work. He would come out to practice and want to get to know the names each year at the beginning of the year that were going to be prominent figures and important guys on the field. And, you know, so, I mean, like, let alone he has that relationship with all of our coaches, but he develops relationships with our players. And, you know, personally, I've had three kids go through the Morehead public school system, and all three of them were heavily involved in athletics. And I know each and every time that they see Larry, they go give him five, go give him a handshake, go give him a hug or something like that. And, you know, he has such a professional, respectful way of doing games. And I think that's sometimes, you know, like I've said to people, you know, Morehead High School Athletics has had this luxury of having Larry Knutson, which is very rare in today's world of media, right? I mean, where mm-hmm. you have somebody that's traveling to all of our games, that do all of the radio. And obviously then Spuds TV kind of got into that too. And so then he's been a part of that also. But I just think back of all the moments that he's been a part of and all the venues that he's been at. I mean, you can start talking to Larry and we'll be talking about a game versus Blaine, you know, like this last year in the playoffs. And all of a sudden he's talking about a 2004 game against Blaine in the Metrodome. You know what I mean? And and he pulls out names, you know what I mean? He has the names of the quarterbacks or the impact player, or is like, hey, well, you know, the Spuds got a block punt that game that just switched the momentum. But I think, you know, like I keep talking about, when you listen to Larry, like, he certainly got a passion for Spud athletics, but he had such a professional way of doing it where if you listen to the game, obviously, you know, he knows everything inside and out about the Spuds, but he always did his homework on the opponents, always showed them true respect. And I think anybody who listened to him, no matter who you were rooting for, knew that you were going to get a great quality broadcast.
You had mentioned being in the community for, you know, the better part of 30 years, but Morehead High 15, 16 years ago, coming over, starting to coach, at some point being named the head coach of the Spud football program and being off and running. Can you recall whether it was maybe just even in the first season of being with the Spuds or the first interview as the head coach you did pregame with Larry, and what that experience was like and the foundation that it set for the relationship that you guys have had over the decades.
Well, I think there was just kind of like an instant mutual respect. I mean, Larry's worked with so many coaches. He knows how to handle situations, whether it's pregame, whether it's postgame, you know, whether it's like a state championship game or whether it's like your opener or just a regular, you know, in the middle of the season type game. And I think he has that ability to, you know, kind of bring the game up to a huge crescendo. And then also if it's a win, he's obviously super excited for you, but you know, if things don't go well, he has the ability, kind of was one of those guys, right? When he get on the bus and, you know, if we didn't play well or whatever, he kind of just had that subtle way of just kind of saying, hey, it's back to work this next week. And you know what I mean? Just had a way, right? I mean, and that's comforting as a coach. And like I said, it just kind of, coaches are very routine based, right? And especially in the football world where, you know, you're playing Friday nights. And so everything is just sequential. And one of those things is when you get to the stadium, you see Larry, you talk to Larry, you know the game is going to be done well. And then after the game, you talk to him again when it's over and kind of rehash a few things. And then you just move on to the next week. And I think, you know, Larry is just, like I said, he has a gift. He has a gift of the way he can deliver the message. And I enjoy listening to him in other sports. Like I said, whether it was my daughter's hockey games or whether it was my son's basketball games, baseball games, whatever it might be, like Larry can do it all. And like I said, I think it just comes down to the relationships that he creates makes it such a, where you can just kind of close your eyes and be at the game. I mean, I think that's just such a gift. And you know what, like I always tell people, Moorhead's a school with a lot of students, but it's got a lot of small town, old schoolness to it. And Larry's a big part of that. I mean, like I said, Larry is kind of the staple and the foundation of that. And it's going to be very, very different not having him on the sidelines. But I told him, I joked with him. I said, dude, now it just means I got to get you a headset, but I don't know if I'm ready to let you start calling plays yet. But I'm sure he's had some suggestions throughout the years, right?
Oh, he said, gosh,
what a bonehead call that was. But luckily, he doesn't throw me under the bus as much as I probably should be.
Well, I mean, and just thinking about that, I mean, if there's somebody locally that's not going to need a press pass moving forward for the foreseeable future, it would be Larry. But is there any preliminary conversations to, hey, what is he able to do on the sideline? Is he going to work his way into the huddle with the defense? Is he going to try and give tips, things of those sorts? I mean, if you throw on a headset, is there any bit of, I don't want to say concern, that's not the right way to go about this conversation, but that you know what, maybe he's got something up his sleeve that we've just been sitting there and waiting for, and how fun is it to be able to now have him maybe more in a recreational setting be able to be a part of the team moving forward since he's hanging up the headset itself?
Well, that's kind of what I told him. I said, just because you're not calling the games doesn't mean that you got to disappear, dude. I mean, like, he needs to be at everything here in Moorhead. Obviously, the travel will maybe get a little bit less, and I by no means have the ability to name anything, but, you know, in my mind right away, I think of, like, our press box should just be Larry Knutson press box, right? I mean, mm-hmm. He's been up there for so many years, and like you said, it doesn't matter where we go. As soon as we showed up, it was all the ADs or the other coaches and all that kind of stuff from the opponents. They all know Larry. I mean, like you're saying, he should never have to show a press pass to ever walk into a stadium, because that should just be guaranteed no matter where he goes.
I want to make sure I kind of word this right, but with the relationship that you had built up with him, and you had mentioned earlier on in the conversation about how rare it is in today's day and age that you have somebody specific that is following a literal high school program, whether it's your football team, whether it's the boys basketball, the girls hockey team, the way that he shows up 7 different days a week, it would be 365 days a year. If they played hockey in June, he would find a way to somehow get into that facility. And same thing with you guys if you were playing football in March. That's just how he was. But how have you seen the relationship be a little bit different with Larry versus whether you have a radio broadcast that broadcasts a state tournament game for you, or you have the local newspaper that comes out and grabs a quote from you after a game and talks to your players on a Wednesday before a Friday Night Lights matchup. How has that relationship been different and fruitful for you guys?
Well, you know, I think first and foremost, guys like yourselves and you know, the Forum newspaper and WDAY, KVLY, all those, you know, there's so many good people in this community that do such a tremendous job on covering high school sports, because I think that's what makes high school sports so important around here, is because of the eyeballs and the ears that you guys are able to provide and get all that information to all out to all these people. And I think, you know, the only difference between Larry and all the other great people that are involved in athletics around here is, no offense, he's one of us. You know what I mean? It was, he technically is in the media, but he's one of us. And it's different. I mean, like I said, I'd have no problem, and Larry's been in our offices right after games when it's been the highest of highs or the lowest of lows, and he's been a part of that. And so kind of once you're, like, for lack of a better word, in that club, Larry's been in that club longer than I've been in the club. So, like, you know, I just think of, he has a role, and like I said, he does it such a great professional way, but also he's part of the Spud family, man. I mean, he's going to be part of that forever. And like I said, I think the right way to do it is, we got to make sure that even though he's not calling the games, his name and his relationship with our school and these programs, it will never change, and he's always going to be a big part of it.
Most definitely. And I wanting to be respectful of your time, Coach, today, the last Larry Knutson-centric question for this morning, as we appreciate your time. I want to give you the floor, whether it takes 30 seconds or the next 10 minutes. Just what has Larry Knutson, not just the broadcaster, but the person, meant to you, the Feeney family, the Spud football program overall over these years, and knowing that he's still going to be around even though he's not putting that headset on?
Yeah, you know what? He's been a part of everything. Like I said, my kids became part of this program, and when Trey was maybe about a fourth grader, my daughter was probably a first or second grader, and Jet was probably 4 or 5 years old. And it's super special for my kids to get an opportunity to see Larry in all aspects, because, you see Larry in the press box and stuff like that. We see him at all the games, and my kids see him at all the games. But what people don't know is like, we see Larry at church on Sundays. We see Larry on Fridays at our luncheons at the Moorhead Athletic Association. We see Larry in our pregame chapels that we have here at Moorhead High School before all of our home football games. And Larry's led all that. And so they know Larry kind of as the total person. And I think that's the beauty of Larry Knutson, is he's not just this. He encompasses the whole thing, and he does things the right way. And he's an easy guy to just look up to, as for myself. And I kind of joke with my kids. My kids just kind of, it's like that extra grandpa, right? That's always been a part of the system, and he's always going to be a huge supporter of them. And like I said, I know every time my daughter walks in, he gets a huge smile on his face, and they give each other a big hug. And the boys kind of do that whole dap up and bro hug and all that kind of stuff with Larry all the time. And but you know what? It's just like I said, Larry just has a way, and Larry's going to get it done, like you said, no matter the time, the place, the venue, no matter what it is. And there's been a lot of times where Larry's day job is painting, and he'll show up and he's like head to toe covered in paint and he's ready to work. And it didn't matter. Like I said, it was, if he had an interview that he had to get done because in preparation for the game, or wanted to make sure he knew what time the bus was leaving or what time we were going to get to the hotel, whatever it might be, Larry was always on top of it. And that's what you could always count on. And you know what, the last part of this is my mom and my dad, he's passed away now, but my mom and dad, you know, if they never made it to a game, you could always bank on Larry Knutson. Right. And my in-laws are down in the cities. And, you know, obviously now that we're in 6A, they get more opportunities because we're down there a lot more. But they could always guarantee on Larry Knutson, that he was just going to be there every Friday, and you never wondered. And I think, like I said, in today's age where it's like, hey, the game might be on this or it might be streamed here. Now, it was always going to be done by Larry. You knew it. You banked on it. And like I said, we're going to cherish the memories. And like I said, just try to make sure that he may not be calling the games anymore, but he is always a part of our Spud football family.
100%. I think that's incredibly well said, Coach. And one coaching related question, actually it's probably more of a family related, fatherly related question, but in the last couple of months since the season has ended, we saw that your youngest Jet has committed verbally at this point to the University of Minnesota, entering his senior year. We've seen that you've had three different Spuds commit, David Mack and Tay Rich as well, but also now there's a young man from Kindred in Brooks Bacco that's committed to the Gophers verbally. How cool is that to see the bearing the fruits of the labor in your program, seeing your son be able to make a commitment like that, seeing his teammates, you know, and the joy together. But on top of all of that, the amount of talent that's in this Red River Valley, too, that is starting to be put on full display with big programs like that coming in and wanting to give offers.
Yeah, you know, crazy backstory to this is so a handful of years ago after their freshman season, kind of leading up, right? You kind of knew that this group was going to be special. I'd seen them in all their sports, football, basketball, baseball. David, Tay, and Zach have played all the sports growing up, and you knew that they had just a little bit something different than maybe some of the others. But, you know, throughout that, you kind of get around other great athletes and you get an opportunity to compete against them. But after their freshman year was over, the University of Minnesota, it was in the spring, and they sent a guy out to recruit. Just everybody was heading out to the state of Minnesota, one of those trying to get to every school in the state. And this guy had never been in Minnesota, just literally got the job and said, this is my third day in Minnesota. And I got sent to Moorhead, right? And I was kind of laughing. I go, well, you know you're the new guy when you got sent to Moorhead, right? And he kind of chuckled, and he's like, well, Coach, full disclosure, I don't know much about your school. I don't know how much success you've had, or I don't know how many college football players you guys have kicked out. But, you know, it's usually pretty rare that anybody would have, you know, a guy that could maybe play in the Big Ten. But, you know, is there anybody down the pipeline? And I was like, you know, Coach, I've got a handful of guys that I think are going to have that opportunity someday if the good Lord continues to bless them and keep them healthy and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I start giving them names, and as a dad, you're kind of like, when you say your son's name at that point, you're kind of like, yeah, we'll see. We'll see if it's just a dad saying this. But then also with Tay and David and Zach and, you know, some of these other names that I kind of said to him, and I kind of joked with my wife, he had to walk out of here and say, this coach gave me three to four names of guys that he thinks might be able to play in the Big Ten someday. And they were 14, 15 years old at the time. And I joked with Coach Fleck when all three of them just got done with committed. I said, hey, Coach Heatherman maybe didn't believe me, but I told you guys that these guys were going to be Big Ten players or playing in the Power Fours or Power Fives or whatever it was at the time. And he kind of just laughed and he goes, yeah, now he's at the University of Miami, so don't let him steal any of these guys. So, but no, and then it's just crazy. But you know what? All their paths were completely different through the recruiting process, but they eventually all kind of led to the same spot. And, you know, super excited for them. You know, Jet, you know, played some basketball, speaking of the area, with Brooks Bacco back in the day, I think when they were about fourth graders. And so, you know, you kind of keep an eye on all those guys, but you know what, it's kind of the iron sharpens iron, right? I mean, if our guys have a chance to compete against each other daily, but then they get a chance to go out and compete in the Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo area, and you're going to get a lot of eyes. And I think that's what's fun about this region. And like I said, sports are important and you guys are a big part of that. And I just think sometimes it maybe gets a little bit under recruited, but on the same token, I think that's why North Dakota State, University of North Dakota, South Dakota State have been so successful, is because they've always recruited a lot of players out of this region. And people around here in the Midwest, they know how to work, and you're not going to wonder what you're going to get out of a lot of these kids. And I'm super excited for our guys to get an opportunity to play together. And it's going to be a lot easier. I try to get to all our players' games at some point through their college careers, and it's a lot easier when you can go to one spot and see three or four of them. So it's going to be super fun.
That's awesome. Well, Coach, thank you for some of your time talking and telling that story about those guys getting recruited and letting us hear some stories about Larry Knutson as well and everything that he has done for decades with Moorhead Spud Athletics. And I'm looking forward to – I was saying it a couple days ago. You know, I'm going to blink. It's going to be Memorial Day, 4th of July, and before we know it, two-a-day practices will be back here. So thank you for a few minutes of your time talking Larry, talking Spud football. Congratulations as well to Jet and the crew there for their commitments. And you know, we're looking forward to some more awesome Spud football coming up in the fall here.
Hey, appreciate it. Like you said, it's going to be here before we know it. Can't wait. Take care and have a great day.